Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Josh Kurtz, the columnist for Center Maryland. Josh, there's still some turmoil underway here, and people are trying to figure out how to get a handle on it. I'm really speaking about the Democratic Party that suffered some pretty deep wounds, I think, in the last election. But Senator Murkowski seems to be stepping up to try to organize some sort of strategy for the short and long-term future.
She is, and you're right. There's lots of turmoil, and it will probably unfold over the next several months, if not years. But in the very short term, Senator Murkowski has essentially convened a meeting of the state's top Democrats to kind of figure out the way forward. And so they're going to meet at state party headquarters next Monday morning in Annapolis. With a Republican governor coming in, Murkowski has put out an email to these leaders, essentially designating herself the titular head of the party. And she reportedly is looking for a loyalist to take over the state party. She's the only Democratic statewide official on the ballot in 2016, so I guess she's a little bit alarmed by the Democrats' losses.
Josh, this really is not about a lot of fear that she might have about re-election here. I don't think anybody sees her vulnerable, but she wants to pull the party together.
I would assume she's not vulnerable, and I would have to assume she doesn't think she's vulnerable either, but she doesn't like to lose anywhere, you know, with... In some years, she's won 23 of 24 jurisdictions and been furious about the one that got away. So I think she's just anxious to have the party as well organized as possible.
So the people that will meet will be elected officials who will be in office in 2015. Now people
right.
have just lost, right?
Right. Governor O'Malley won't be there. Lieutenant Governor Brown won't be there. But I assume most of the Democratic members of the state's congressional delegation will be there. The two presiding officers of the state legislature are invited. Comptroller Peter Francho and Attorney General-elect Brian Frosch are invited. And so it's a fairly small and elite group of Democrats. In the email that Senator Murkowski sent out via the state party, she said no staffers
What do you make of that? Just no leakers?
No leakers. I think that's probably the best guess. Yeah. And I think also just to sort of keep the group at a manageable level, probably, too.
What's your thought about what she might want to accomplish in this meeting?
Well, I think her short-term goal is probably some changes in the leadership of the party, which were probably going to happen anyway. Yvette Lewis, the current chairwoman of the party, has been there, I think, 4 years. And the word on the street is that Senator Murkowski would really like to see a loyalist, someone she knows and trusts, running the party, particularly over the next 2 years as she gears up for re-election.
Maybe Maggie McIntosh, Delegate Maggie McIntosh.
Well, I'm sure they're close. I'm sure Senator Murkowski's pressuring Delegate McIntosh. I'm not so sure Delegate McIntosh wants to do it.
This is part of the turmoil, isn't it?
This is part of the turmoil.
So we'll see what happens. It's really interesting these days.
This is the kind of drama we love.
Exactly right, Josh. Thanks.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Josh Kurtz, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.